town's residents may pay taxes in order to support city services. In this town, the moose may be funding more programs than any family in town. The story of the wildlife that keeps some of this city's programs running is this edition of The American Countryside. There isn't much to see in the 60 miles between Gorham, New Hampshire, and the Canadian border.
No, there isn't. Little small towns and moose.
Dorothy Ferrante knows much about the people and moose who reside here.
They live on bark and tree branches, and they do not eat other animals.
Plus, the road crews inadvertently feed the moose.
The salt that goes off the road that we put on in the wintertime to control the ice and the icy roads, they just love eating that.
Visitors to the White Mountains are often anxious to spot a moose.
Of course, the ideal time is 5:30 in the morning, but morning tours have not gone over because people that are on vacation do not want to get up that early.
The city of Gorham operates moose tours from spring to fall.
We leave at 6:30 in the evening, so a lot of them are, especially on hot days, are not seen until 9 or 9:30, and they will be seen by spotlight only.
The moose can be a hazard if they venture onto the roads. They'll cause plenty of damage to a vehicle. However, the moose are helping support this community.
The town of Gorham runs the moose tours here, and we put this money aside to pay for buses so that the children can use it for sports events in the winter, and also the seniors go on different trips.
It's a place where the moose outnumber the residents, but the moose help keep the community running. Traveling the countryside in Gorham, New Hampshire, I'm Andrew McCrae.